Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. A lot of us are looking forward to the three-day weekend for President's Day. Here to talk with us about it in the history of the day, TDA Administrator Rick Rhodes.
You know, Tony, the holiday began as a tradition to celebrate the birthday of one of our great presidents, our first president, George Washington. The tradition is almost as old as our country. It began in 1796 as people celebrated the accomplishment of George Washington during his final year as president.
But, in the words of Bob Dylan, times they are a-changing.
That's exactly right, Tony. The original tradition continued for many years, and then in 1879, a federal holiday honoring George Washington was created by Congress. And in 1885, it was decided the holiday would be celebrated on February 22nd, which was actually George Washington's birthday. That lasted for quite some time until 1968, when the Uniform Monday Holiday Act was voted and signed into law permanently, making Monday the official holiday.
So what do you like to do with your long weekend?
You know, Tony, we think it's important to remember that this holiday honors the accomplishments of the man we call the father of our country. He was a unifying force for our young republic and set an example for future presidents. As we know, prior to being president, George Washington was a military general. He actually created the first military badge of merit for soldiers. That medal was revived in Washington's 200th birthday and is now known as the Purple Heart Medal. For us, Washington's birthday is just another great opportunity to honor the very brave veterans throughout our country.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.